Oi, bom.
Tudo bem, aberto? Não. Falou, galera. Public hearing is actually not starting We will, maybe somebody will show and have something to say, but we'll put it on number one. Chief, you want to say anything for our members while we're here?
This is no problem that the state has put forward to try to help out Johnson Vice President's improvement program. Most parties out there in the well work and everything worked out too bad. We are basically that 12 members. I think people looking back at the 14-15 trying to help all that. On paper, it wouldn't show up.
No.
28 members. We're not bad. We need to get a couple cuts out. Everybody's working. I got guys work 20 shifts. I put this week they're working nights, next week they're working days. Work 3 days. Not too bad, but somebody else. Need one else.
No,
Everybody got help to
Everybody, all our bouncers receive a look along the mailbox. Questions on it? The chief answer or Rob can answer it over here. And then when we just balance the later or the kitchen time, we just discuss it now and we'll vote on it later. Anybody have any issues? Concerns?
People have moved that, but the number of members people affect the fire company is not.
Right, I was probably two, three. Seven in the town, right? Two in the village. So with the town passes, then it affects the village until they pass it. The county has already passed it.
Yeah.
And the school district is looking at it. I believe it.
We gotta work. I gotta meet with all four. I have all four chiefs and four departments.
All right.
As well, in the school district. I gotta get all them together to go over the different kinds of things. Not a lot of places you want.
Other comments from anybody? All right, we have to wait till 6:30 for our meeting to have that. So we'll wait, somebody comes in, we'll discuss the local law number one. Put the weather, who knows if it kept people away or. Want me to go there for it?
He's military.
Oh, of course.
Smell a couple of scumps.
As long as 15 minutes ever.
Well, we're going to watch in the class.
Their Fred Holmes had a big giant gravel pit and they took out for years.
Yeah.
That was big.
Yep, I remember that.
Been hauling and hauling. He made good out of that.
Gerald Henderson.
Yeah.
That one's still going. My father had one up there for a while. And up there where all the new houses are.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't but a year or two.
Thank you, Paul.
We can do
where?
She
not for me. I'll be here on Monday.
Monday is what is it?
It's birthday, probably.
Okay. Yep. Well, I'll try to remember that.
Now would be a time for a joke, Mr. Dunham. No. Remember, you're on camera.
Keep it clean. Hurry up. We only got 2 more minutes.
Yeah, we're going to. Nobody else is here for the public hearing. So I'd like to make a motion to close the public hearing on local law number 1 of 2024. Can I have a second, please? Kerry Wood seconds that. All those in favor of closing the public hearing?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained. Motion carries. We will vote later on with that. So now we will wait. I was hoping that'd take longer than that, but it didn't. So you know me, I like to start my minute.
Right
on the money. So if somebody's late, they can't say we started
because
they didn't get here.
It's no big.
6:30. You can be in trouble for starting meetings late. You can't be in trouble for starting them late. Just early, you can be in trouble for. So we will wait a couple more minutes in case somebody decides to show. Officially open our meeting right around 6:30.
Get your registration for the meeting. For the Dougville thing?
I did. Yep.
Can you explain, need the forms fill out or?
Yeah, because you got to choose.
Oh, I don't know, right.
And that, so we turn it in, that's what it'll take.
Are there any extra ones? Because Lynn didn't get one.
So. Yeah, Kelly has them. Just have her see Kelly. Yeah. Or...
Hey, Doug. Two cows are playing poker and smoking the marijuana. 2 hours later, the stakes were pretty high.
And with that, I pledge allegiance.
Yes.
That. And look what you started.
I did. Yeah. Took him a couple minutes to figure that one out, but he got one through. Good. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Could we all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I have the roll call, please?
Present.
Councilor Horning.
Here.
Here.
Supervisor Burns.
Present. And for all those that are wondering where Counselor Eaton Novak is, she had a family medical situation come up, so I excused her for this meeting. I was in contact with her this afternoon. That being said, we will open up the public comment period. Anybody wish to speak on that? Okay, we'll move to supervisor comments. I have none this evening. We will move on to the counselor comments. Any of the counselors wish to speak, it opens. Okay, we will move on. We have to approve some minutes. Everybody received the one from the organizational meeting and the regular meeting. Did anybody find any issues with either one of those?
No.
So I need a motion to approve the minutes for both of them then.
I move.
Second.
Wooden and Houghton. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion carries to approve the minutes. Department reports. The assessor is not with us this evening. The CEO placed one in all of your mailboxes. I will read it because he cannot be here due to an animal issue he was having. So for the month of January, it has been slow with building permits and property maintenance violations. So throughout the month of January, I've been receiving some building plans, returning phone calls, answering complaints, doing permit inspections, dealing with the violation, and I've had several meetings with residents about building permits. I also have been in contact with DSS, Child Protective Services, and the New York State Building Codes Rep regarding an issue in the village. I've taken a training on grants, and I've also taken training for the New York State Energy Codes, and I have to be working on the census report and the New York State 1203 year-end report. He's got one violation for last month, 14 inspections, one temporary CNO, and one zoning permit. This was given by William Hamacher, our code enforcement officer. With that, we will move on. And we will move on. Dog control officer, not here either. Fire company report. And actually, I take that back. I forgot that I spoke with Steve Kronk. He also was having some family issues and could not make it tonight. So that is why he is not here. Go ahead, Chief. Sorry.
Three structures, 46 are EMS, one rescue, one more described to pre-hazardous conditions. Protocols in the month 31, company hours 1821, man hours 8846, mile at 201. New check requires standby 4 to the scene twice. New check given 0 to the standby and 5 times to the scene. Total new check is 5. Company hours 2 hours 8 minutes, man hours 1440, mile is 32. Pacing twice, Mexico 3 times. Protocols in the month 36. Company hours 20-29, man hours 103-26, mileage 233. Training hours for the month is 8, man hours 152, mileage none.
Fantastic. Yeah. Any questions for the chief? All right. Thank you, chief. We will move on to the highway.
I didn't get these passed out beforehand, but...
It's okay. We're doing good.
We'll have a report for you monthly. It's going to be a month behind now because I do full months in the report. Last month we had on machinery maintenance, we had 106 and a quarter regular hours. On snow removal, we had 679 and a half regular hours, 152 and a quarter overtime hours. During the month, we plowed roads 19 out of 31 days, 71 truck trips in total, 45 mile average truck trip for approximately 3195 total truck miles. I attended the Superintendents Associating meeting. I also attended a flagger training tutorial webinar. I also went to Lowellville to running your highway department workshop held at Lewis County. And Bill, John, and Danielle had a tour and training on snowplow operations at Viking Sides in Harrisville.
Great.
Also, while I'm giving my report, I don't know when you want to get something like this, but this is a proposal for disposal of a piece of equipment. This is a maintainer that literally is set in Carl Dagger's side yard for the last 15 years.
If not longer.
Right. And he requested us to remove it. So we managed to somehow get it back to the garage. It kind of went sideways on us and went into someone's lawn at one point in time. And We managed to get it back to the garage anyway, but it's just an eyesore, a damaged piece of equipment that's all steel, so we can cut it up, put it in a dump truck, and scrap it ourselves rather than try and sell it. You're only going to sell it for scrap costs anyways.
Yep.
But it's approximately, I mean, it's a, between 1930 and 1940, this thing was produced.
Nobody's going on that.
So
I would more say it's been sitting here over 30 years.
Yeah. I talked to John Hamilton. He said in all his years at the highway department, it's never been used.
Nope.
So.
Scrap steel. Okay. So I'll add that into your, actually, let's just do it now so I won't forget it if I had something in writing.
Yeah, I'll check with you tomorrow on when you want me to give you something like that in the future.
Yeah, we'll just put it on the agenda. Okay. But we can deal with that tonight, I believe. Somebody make a motion to do something with that piece of equipment?
I'll make a motion to scrap it.
A second. So we have Horning
and
Wood to scrap. What is that item called again?
It's a highway maintainer.
Highway maintainer. Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Perfect. Highway maintainer. Perfect. Okay, we will move on then. And just a little piece of extra knowledge looking at this board report. If you remember when we did the budget, we started adding more money to lines in the highway, such as maintenance and flood and erosion. Well, we are now, starting this year, we are keeping track of every hour so that we can actually pull from those, whereas in before we just took it DA for 6 months and DB for 6 months. And sometimes if they did some of these other items, we would pull from that account. This will give us more accountability, basically. And so this is good, and that's why we will now get reports like these, and we started doing them, pulling from reports beginning of January. And the other good thing, in case anybody doesn't know, is that there was 1 week where the highway department was actually out patching potholes. Okay, so normally it would only be taken out of snow plowing. You know, we would only have DA account for snow plowing throughout the whole winter. They actually went out and patched when the weather was good. They were actually out there taking care of some of the potholes early. So I want to applaud Nate for doing that and taking, you know, doing what was good when the weather was so well.
Yeah.
So that's good. And that will be, you know, written up here in next month's report.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Nate so far? All right. That's good. We will move on then. The tax collector didn't come downstairs yet. So we will move on to Paul Baxter, the Tug Hill Circuit Rider report, please.
Got my report in front of you there. Couple things to run by you. The Federal Commission in conjunction with the Office of the State Comptroller is hosting a municipal fraud prevention and detection workshop on Thursday, February 29th, from 7 to 8:30 in Boonville. It'll also be offered via Zoom, but maybe the trip to Boonville if you want to. Registration is required. Registration can be done online at the link I gave you there or by phone. And it's open to anybody who's interested in attending. Deadline is approaching for the best registration rate for the 2024 Tug Hill Local Government Conference. I see you had that on your agenda that Kelly wants those in. So I won't belabor that, except to let you know that I've got more copies of registration forms and program descriptions if you want them, or they're out here in the web links. We're currently in the process of scheduling a first seminar with Council of Governments meeting for this year. We're looking at dates in the second half of March. Wanted to mention that the Tug Hill Commission is scheduled to meet in Pulaski on Monday, March 18th at 10 a.m. and in Central Square at the Village Hall at Monday, May 10th. Somebody wanted to mention to you and to Nate that a couple towns recently I provided base maps to the highway department for them to use in their planning process, whether it's just marking up what they're planning on doing or road conditions or signs, whatever they want to do with them. I wanted to let Nate know that I can get you some base maps if that would be helpful for you.
It certainly would.
If you need multiple ones, just let me know how many you want, and I'll get you as many as you need.
One set to start would be great.
Just one print?
Yeah.
Well, I can let me give you a couple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you'll figure out something else you want to do, I'm sure.
Okay.
And thank you. It's easy to run off too, as it is. So I'll get those run off and I'll drop them by.
Thank you.
And I also wanted to mention that the commission has the traffic counter that it loans out to Tuggle Towns Villages. So if that might be of interest once we get out of plowing season, again, let me know and we can set things up for you to talk to Tug Hill and find out what's involved and see if some additional traffic data might help you. Nothing new to report about the status of wildlife management area payment legislation or about sand restoration in the Sand River. And one other thought that came to mind, you know, West Monroe has a new superintendent of highways as well. And they also use the Williamson software. And they're new to it, as I'm going to guess Nate is. I don't know if you're thinking about doing any training on that, but I was thinking it might be an opportunity for you to do a joint training session, just put the cost on it rather than one community or the other paying for it twice or paying the full load. So just wanted to mention that you've got a lot invested in the software, and I'm sure you'll get a lot more out of it if you get Nate's training. Like I said, West Monroe's thinking about the same thing. So I just wanted to mention that to you in case you want to do some coordination on it.
Sure. I mean, Nate can even contact their highway superintendent, and you guys can set it up. And
I think they'd probably train as many people as you wanted to have sitting right on it.
Nate, have you even contacted Williamson? Have you opened up the program? Can you open up the program?
I did. I figured out how to open up the program, so I opened up the program. I have not had time to really dive into the program. It's not something that you just open up.
Correct.
And I get this.
Exactly.
It's an extensive program, and I'm guessing that until mid-March, I'm not really going to have the time to dedicate to getting into it.
Right. So, and I'll let you deal with, you know, that you guys want to get together, you want to do it, you know, it's up to you. And I think that'll be good.
Well, I figured I'd mention to you early because now is not prime time for having free time. Correct. And stuff like that.
Yep.
You can make the initial discussions on how you might do something like that. Yep. I guess that'd save us both some money.
Sure. Absolutely. Thanks, Paul.
And that's all I have for you for tonight.
All right. Thank you. And just a side note, if anybody is interested in this red flags, I took that probably approximately a year ago, I think, or even in my first year. It's very informative, and it just allows you to know to look for those red flags that throw you to look somewhere else when you're having problems. So it's a good thing. Definitely a good course. And I would suggest everybody, counselors, look into taking it, seeing as it's on Zoom. All right, we will move forward again. And when Kevin comes in, we'll just come in if he wants to come in. So we will move on. Old business, the highway mower. We will, Nate's here, he's going to tell you about that. Go ahead, Nate, I'll just let you speak.
Based on what I talked to Gary about, considering the transmission issues and stuff like that, went back out. I checked the mower over. The mower is pressure washed every time it comes back. So I had him go into the service reports. That specific service has not been done on that piece of equipment. So I'd like to, based on all of that, I'd like to withdraw that proposal for that arm mower. I don't think that it's something we should get into, considering the hours on it and the amount of work that's included with doing that. I have been to everybody around, so my feelers are out there. So I actually have another arm mower from Whites. They called me, they brought it in last week. It came from the town of Remsen, and it's only been in the town of Remsen. It has 840 hours on it. And the price is considerably less. And it also includes a broom on the front of it, which is removable.
Nice.
Another piece of equipment, which we own a broom. It's a 1960 broom, and it doesn't operate. You can get the motor to start, but that's all you can get to work. It won't. It doesn't function at all. So this mower would almost kill two birds with one stone. I went out, I looked at it. The piece of equipment does have a dent in the hood. They ran into a tree branch while they were mowing. It happens. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it looks good. It'll be completely serviced. I found three things that I didn't like. I didn't like the fact that I had to monkey with the key a little bit to get it start. They agreed to replace the key switch if we I didn't care for the front tires on it. They agreed to put brand new front tires on it and new blades on it, as well as completely service the piece of equipment.
That's two-wheel drive, correct?
It is two-wheel drive. They have it advertised for $75,000 with everything. I got the salesman to bring it down to $71,500.
With everything repaired?
With everything, even with the repairs, and that's delivered as well.
John,
Allen, or what is it? Oh, go ahead.
It's a the tractor's a IH.
International?
Yep. Yeah.
Go ahead, John. Did you find anything out?
40 hours on it.
Since our last meeting?
Similar to stay away with what Gary had said on that tranny problem. Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't find any other equipment or anything, John,
no,
that was out there?
I found a couple, but it's not. It's way overpriced. You're better off buying new ones.
You know those New Hollands that we got to work? We got like two or three of them?
Yep.
If you can reach up in the back under the cab, the big plate where your shifter is,
yeah,
you can turn those bolts with your finger. They back off. We've had everyone do the same thing. And you got to pull the cab off to fix it. So it's, yeah, if you bought that and then you had to do that repair.
Yeah. And that was a piece of rental equipment, 4,000 hours on it. This one's been at Remsen's its entire life. It's got 840 hours on it. I mean, the hours are way less than the other one. It is only two-wheel drive, but we don't need four-wheel drive.
Yeah, so are ours. It's just two-wheel drive. They don't really go that far off the road. You know?
The only difference in the arm mowers, this arm mower that's on there, the manufacturer's still in business, still get parts very easily for it. It's a 12-foot arm instead of a 16-foot arm, which, from what I understand from Orwell when I talk to them, it's better to have the 12-foot arm because it doesn't wear the bushings out as fast. The 16-foot arm tears the bushings up constantly.
Just because of the length of it?
Yeah, the length and the weight.
And we had ours too. They break at the pivot and the framework underneath. Actually, we've had two. We had to pull off and revamp.
Yeah. Yep. So this is $42,000 cheaper. It's 2 years older, but it's got a lot less hours on it.
And another attachment.
And another, an extra attachment, which that attachment is about $11,000 attachment.
Oh, that might be something that they would use a lot.
The broom?
Yeah,
we borrow Amboy's broom constantly.
How many horse tractor, you know?
I didn't check the horsepower. It's
that size there. It's got to be around 100. 1,200. Is that a, you say that's a...
It's definitely
a range Ferguson or piece of international Ferguson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other questions on this? What are you looking to do with this, Nate? Are we?
It's up to the board. I'd like to move forward and let this came in last week, and he called me, and I drove right out there the day it came in to look at. So. I highly doubt it's going to last a long time. If John's been looking, so he knows when you do find them at a reasonable price, they don't last.
No.
Well, somebody, what does the board wish to do?
I'm going to make a motion to move forward with a purchase. What do you think?
I'll second that.
Okay.
I agree on it.
Any more discussion?
You're going to find them any better, I guess.
No. And I reached out in Ohio because I got a buddy of mine that sells them.
Yeah.
That's the most common thing they use out there is two-wheel drive internationals.
Yeah. Yeah. Luckily, this one came in and I got that phone call. I had already made the determination that I was going to withdraw that original proposal because of what Gary said. And then you had some concerns with it. And when I went out and looked at it, I mean, the thing is spotless because it's pressure washed every time it comes back in.
That's scary.
So, and then when I looked up the service reports, Jay looked up the service. He's like, nope, it's never had anything done like that. I'm like, well,
it's coming
this
then.
This whole thing apart just to fix one little part, it's not something that I wanted to get into.
All right. Well, we have a motion on the floor. We have a second. Any more discussion? All right, then, let's take a vote. All those in favor of purchasing the mower, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries to purchase the whatever model this is?
International.
What year is this?
It's 2013.
2013 international mower.
You got that, Kelly?
And the price is $71.5.
$71.5.
Not the $75. That's the advertised price.
Okay. $71.5. Okay. Motion is done. I saw Kevin walk in, so let's go to the tax collector report. He's probably out there doing taxes.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Tom. I just sent corrections out every freaking week from county because they sent them to me. Okay, I guess we'll start with that. Can I pass it around, please? Okay, what's coming on is my I'll say report as of when I closed my records on Tuesday after tax collection. Nothing's much changed. The original warrant still the same. The adjustments, I like to clarify what the adjustments column is. One goes to the clerk, two if there's an extra copy. One for Robin, one for clerk.
Yep, Robin's not here, so we'll put it in her box.
Okay. I'll clarify what the adjustments were. What that is every time I get a change of address notice from county, per county requirement, I am required to, even if it's into March, I have to send that new landowner a bill. The corrected bill, or the bill with their updated address on it. So that's what those adjustments are. And I went back and looked at my records. I had one adjustment on the bill, but because I'd skipped the line, I missed the line when I was editing. I went back and thought I had fixed it. It turns out it made a duplicate entry on there, so that's why there's. So if you split that in half, it would be the adjustment so far. And I've got two more on my desk that I'm trying to work on right now. So anyway, okay, so that brings the original warrant, $2,687,703.10, adjustments, the $398.47, brings the adjusted warrant up to $2,688,101.57. Now, this is all the change stuff. So as of 2/13, we had first installment payments of $16,984.56, second installment payments of $2,072.71, full payments, $1,589,914.85. Penalties, because we are now into February, $159.75. And therefore, total tax collections so far, $1,609,151.87. Taxes outstanding is $1,079,129.45, which brings me to my next piece of business. I have already given the town supervisor a check for $350,000. An additional check for $700,000. He also received a direct deposit from the four county reforestation lots in the town of $3,555.27, which he now knows are coming in every year. And he was going to get that over.
Yes, Angie made a note of that so we know when it comes in to notify you.
So by my records, I show that the town has already received $1,053,555.27. And when I do my math, subtracting that from the warrant amount of $1,374,482.86, there's an outstanding balance of $320,927.59. And therefore, here is your check for that amount.
Thank you, sir. Perfect.
So that makes the town
whole,
paid in full, right? And then now I get to work on county.
Correct.
And does the board have any questions for me? Further questions? I keep walking behind here. I'm sorry about that.
Nope. Thank you. You're all good. If I do, I know where to find you.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
You go lock that up. Okay. That being done, we will move on again. So. Well, if I can find my agenda after looking for that, I wanted to make sure the number was correct, the warrant I have in front of me. So we'll move on to the judicial audit. Myself, Gary, our bookkeeper, Angie Skeleton, Justice Corthus, and the Justice Clerk, Sheila Daga, were present during this audit. I have it here before you. And you guys can take a quick look at our audit. This was only of Justice Conroy's records. And because he was not here, or the Justice Clerk was not here, there are some questions on that audit that remain unknown as to how they stored records at the time, what they did with checks. We don't know the answers to those.
So we marked them unknown. I can say this, that it was not as well done as the way Sheila keeps her records. So sometimes it was difficult to determine what was going on. But after all, we looked at, there was nothing really monetarily that stuck out to us. And for a red flag, there was, you know, not millions of dollars missing, not thousands of dollars missing. It was kind of poor record keeping, but it was there. So yeah. It's different than Sheila would do it. And we can't ask the questions as to what was going on. We did do Carl Dagger's earlier before it. They left because they wanted to make sure everything was good. So we did that prior to January 1st. And now we're just catching up because it's done annually. We're catching up with Justice Conroy's and his clerk's records. That is what we had done. We get those reports right out of from the comptroller and we perform that audit. And like I said, just for those that don't understand these type of audits, it is not looking for penny for penny. This is looking mainly at procedures. Like when the comptrollers come in and do an audit, they don't look at, or any company you hire, they don't look to make sure the money's monies. They will pick a month out or 2 months out, and they will make sure that your procedures are done and that you're documenting it well. And then they will look at numbers. If anything falls out of whack in 1 month, they'll pull another one and then another one and compare them. And it's, so that's the way these type of audits work that are internal audits. We follow the comptroller's records, and those are sent to the 5th Judicial District chair. And I couldn't even remember his name, but needless to say, Gary was there. Yes, David Gideon probably gets one, and Karen Brandt Brown also gets one. So what I'm going to need is an approval of this audit. If I could have a motion to approve our audit of the judiciary system for Justice Conroy, January 1st till July 31st, or June 31st, sorry.
I'm more.
Wood, can I have a second?
Yeah. A second.
It's just hard to understand.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know where it was derived from. We don't know the answers are correct.
Right.
You know.
And that's why you have to. That's why we have.
The only thing that we're approving is the fact that you did it.
That we did it, correct. And so you're just approving that we did perform the audit.
Right. It was tough. Yeah, there's a lot of unknown, unanswered stuff there.
Yeah. Well, like I said.
And without anybody here, everybody's right. All gone.
Our undeposited cash receipts safeguarded. They're not here to answer that question. So it's very difficult to perform some of these questions.
Money wise, nothing.
Are all unused checks properly controlled?
Anything was gone.
You know, are they locked? I don't know if they locked them. There's an those are the type of questions that right. remain unknown. Is accountability determined at the end of each month? And this is a comparison of cash to liabilities. That's unknown because we didn't have any paperwork. So this goes off to them. And if they find a real issue, I'm sure they will come in as a judicial system and check a look and take a look. But may or may not. That's up to them once we did what we could do. So we have the motion. We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained. Okay, motion carries. That is the court audit. And we will do the same further down. And you'll see, and we'll discuss some of that. Just still an old business. Just to remind everybody that the Tug Hill Conference, Kelly needs the reply by March 1st. So that is your reminder. Please get them in if you wish to attend. The next item is the Kilts property lease. As we discussed last month, we talked about giving Marilyn Kilts $500. I presented the check to her in person. I didn't mail it out to her. I thought I would just explain why and what was going on. And she was quite thrilled, to say the least, because she kind of let it go too. And I told her that she would be receiving $100 a year. And that because it is a contract that was signed, I don't feel that she needs to come in and sign a voucher for it. It's similar to what we pay the fire chief, where we take the contract with it and we staple it to the voucher and I sign off and we give $100 every year for the lease. So that's where that was, but I did meet with her and that was given to her. Just so I'd let you guys know what happened with that. On to the next. Any other questions about that then? Okay, the Getman Cemetery accident. I've been in contact with the troopers. It went kind of back and forth. I spoke with the insurance company. Our cemeteries are not covered at all as far as accidents go. It happened before, and when I spoke with Rhonda, she said, yeah, we talked about it before, but by the time you put your cost in for a fence or the cemetery, headstones are normally covered under the homeowner's insurance, is what Rhonda told me. But this is you're never going to know who owns that headstone anymore because they're old. And normally it's a vehicle that does this damage. So it relies upon the driver to pick up the money. So I spoke with a trooper again. He finally gave me the accident information exchange form, which only says that he was supposedly had insurance through a company. Just so happens I called my buddy up, who is my insurance agent. And he says, well, Jim, he's not in my system. I only have him in the system that's here, but here's the number. So I called the number. I spoke with a lady there who was very helpful, and she, with all this information I have on this, she was actually able to give us a claim number that will go back to the driver of this. So Bob doesn't have to send out, because Bob was going to send a letter to the driver telling him he owes us money, try to get his information. We don't have to do any of that. We will be taking care of it. We now have a claim number for this, and we will see where it goes. I talked to her the other day. She still had to speak to the driver and get back to me. She said, sometimes I can get a hold of them in an hour. Sometimes it could be a week. So I don't know where that is, but we're working on it. Just so you guys are aware of what's going on, but there is a claim number so that his insurance will be taking care of it. Cool. Any questions on that? All right, just wanted to keep you guys informed on that one. Volunteer firefighters tax exemption, which is local law number 1 of 2024. We did have a public hearing. And at that time, nobody showed. Does anybody have any other questions concerning local law number 1? You guys have had this in your mailbox for a while. Hopefully you looked it over. Any questions on it? All right, then. I need a motion. I'll just make the motion to approve local law number 1 of 2024. And this law allows eligible volunteer firefighters and volunteer ambulance workers to receive a real property tax exemption under real property tax law section 466-A. So I made the motion. Can I have a second on that?
Second.
Mr. Houghton, any discussion more? All those in favor?
What's the percentage?
What's that?
What was the percentage?
10%.
I thought so.
Yep, it was 10.
I wanted you to tell me that.
Yep, and just so you're also aware then that they have to live in the town, they have to own their property, they have to be with the volunteer or volunteer ambulance company, which we don't have. They have to be with the fire company or that for 2 years. And this also covers basically if you're here for 20 years, I believe. Let me just confirm that. Is that correct? Yeah, I think so too. So 20 years, you get it after you've served 20 years, you get this 10% discount for the rest of your life. Just so everybody else. Chief. And like I said, there is 7 people in the town and 2 in the village that this would give them. So it's not a huge number, but it's good for them. And hopefully we get more volunteers coming in because they get a little something more than the normal $200 that they've been getting. So with that being said, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained. Local law number 1 passes. Thank you. Okay, we will move on. Have you caught up, Kelly? Okay, great. The planning board vacancy. As we know, we have a planning board vacancy. on the planning board and ZBA vacancy. And what I would need now is a motion to enter into executive session to discuss this. Can I have a second, please, to enter into executive session?
No second.
Morning, seconds. All those in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained. Motion carries to enter into executive session.
Okay, give me just a second here. I'm going to.
Do I have to make a motion to open the meeting or just?
Well, who made the motion to come out of executive session?
I did.
Who did?
Gary Wood?
Yeah.
Who seconded? Mr. Houghton?
Okay.
All in favor of that? So now we don't have to open the meeting again.
No, because you're adjourning to the
right. Right. That's why I do that every single time, I think. And I can't remember which way it goes.
It doesn't hurt to ask.
Nope. To make sure we're doing things as best as we can. Okay. We're back in open session. You're okay, Mr. Baxter?
Yes. Session is every back in session.
Fantastic.
Recording.
We are now going to, we have three positions that are open. The first one is on the Zoning Board of Appeals. We had three people apply. And so what I will do is I will read out their name and then we will vote on who we wish because we have three people. The first one would be Chief Harvey as the ZBA member. Let's do a roll call for that one. Will you please, Kelly? For ZBA member to appoint LJ Harvey as ZBA member.
Okay, so we're gonna make a motion, right?
Yes, I'll make a motion to appoint LJ Harvey as ZBA member.
I'll second.
Okay, now we'll do a roll call vote, please.
Okay, Councilor Houghton?
Yes.
Councilor Horning?
No.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Supervisor Bernus?
Yes. So the motion carries to hire LJ Harvey as a ZBA member. Okay. Now the other two people that were involved were Marianne Phillips and Paul Gage. It was requested an exec that I mention them up. So do you want to hold a vote, John, or just mention their names? That'll work.
You're good, Rick. We are.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. The next is the planning board member. And I will make a motion to appoint Craig Pettit as the planning board member. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Houghton seconds Craig Pettit as planning board member. Can I have a roll call on that, please?
Yes.
Councilor
Horning? No.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Supervisor Bernus?
Yes. That motion carries. The other two members that placed their name were Marianne Phillips and Paul Gage. We will move on to the planning board alternate. I'll make the motion to appoint Mr. Paul Henson as the planning board alternate.
I'll second.
Gary Wood seconds. We discussed this in exec. So if somebody else wants to say anything more, I'll ask for a roll call on Paul Henson as planning board alternate.
Okay. Councilor Houghton.
Yes.
Councilor
Horning?
No.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Supervisor Bernus?
Yes. That motion carries. The other two individuals that placed their name was Marianne Phillips and Paul Gage. With that closes that order of business. Anybody else have anything on that? Okay, we will move forward. Thank you very much. New business, or actually, I'm sorry, I read right over that. Old business off the floor. Does anybody have anything to discuss off the floor that I did not remember or put on the agenda? Hearing none, seeing none, we will move on to our FOIL policy. Everybody should have received a FOIL policy in their mailbox. It is a policy that actually we ran into a FOIL that was presented to us. And so I realized that we did not have a FOIL policy in place. And this allows our residents to know exactly how to place a FOIL, who gets the FOIL, how it's responded to, and if they don't agree, if they're denied, who the appealer or who the appellant, is that the right word? Yeah, appealer is. That's also written in there. And it pretty much shows all of the rules, which we've never had. So tells you how much they are, how it could be higher. Did anybody have any questions on this? It's kind of lengthy, but it's pretty much...
Is it posted on the website?
It isn't posted on the website yet.
Is it going to be?
We can post this policy. We normally post our policies on the website, right. Yes. Yep.
Does this come from other towns?
This is what I did was I obtained this and I had Bob approve it. He looked it over. I looked at another town. I gathered some of it. I looked at actually the county also has one. Right. And it's state rules. Most of these are state rules. And it's just your FOIL law, basically written down in a policy because you have to pretty much state who's in charge of it. And what was happening before some of these FOILs, and I could speak for my own office, Kelly would get a FOIL request. I would get one the same exact. They'd CC both of us. It's actually supposed to probably go to Kelly first, and then she questions myself or the code enforcement officer or the assessor for those records, being records access officer. And we just appointed Kelly as the records access officer also in the budget. So she is now in charge of the FOILs. She is the one that will respond to the FOILs. She may be able to go, like I said, come to my office and say, Jim, are these records available? Do you have them? Because I don't. You know, some of the monetary things. And so that's how we kind of work it. But right now, this will simply spell out that you contact Kelly so two of us don't have to reply, because we may have different items and collect two different. This way she's just collecting it as a records access officer. Any more questions I can answer? Like I said, it just sums up the law.
Let's say when you get you apply it for a FOIL or request a FOIL.
Mm-hmm.
What's the time frame?
Time frame is written in there. We have to respond within 5 days, business days.
Yeah.
So if you ask for it on Friday, we don't get it till we're already, you know, nobody's here.
Right.
We open up Monday, we open up our email. We have 5 days to respond. So if we don't respond within 5 days, it tells you what to do in here.
Is there a time on, okay, we respond, but then
yep. And then when we have to actually respond and say, yes, we will look for these records. We have 20 days to give them those records, 20 okay. business days. Now, there's certain circumstances where it could take longer than 20 days. If you ask for every single ZBA over the last, you know, any issue over the ZBA for 10 years, and it takes us a long time to copy them and push them on, it's 20 days unless you give them, I'm sorry, it's going to take longer. We will have it done by this date, and you could be 30 days longer. It could be 60 days longer. I've been like in the city of Oswego, if they get swamped, then they do their best and they will get the information, but it's not going to be within 20 days.
What they're looking for.
Right. It depends what they're looking for, what they're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
I've also heard rumors that there's a local town that had to hire somebody because people were foiling so much that they had to hire a separate clerk to take care of this foil. Mm-hmm. And it does happen. And that's where the actual cost of the foil comes in, where you pay your lowest employee, whatever your lowest employee that's able to handle it. For example, here in Parrish, it would be the clerk or a deputy clerk at $16 an hour. So then we'd start charging them at $16 an hour if it's more than 2 hours worth of work. We start charging them $16 an hour to make copies. You know, and that's huge foils that are just, it's going to cost a lot of money. But the records are there for people. They're able to get them. They can foil anytime, which is great. Mm-hmm. It's open. You know, here it is. Just ask me what you want. Ask any department what you want. We get the, we've been pretty good since I've been in office. We have 22. We answered probably 5 or 6 foils. Last year we had none, and this year we had one. And the first year I was still trying to get out from underneath everything. So I didn't realize we didn't have one of these. And that's why it came up just this month.
Good idea.
So any other questions on the rules pertaining to public access records? Okay.
Do we have to move to accept this? Or
yep,
do we...
because it's a policy just like all our other policies that can be updated annually. So if we find something that is a mistake, we just update it annually, we correct it. Just like all the other policies that we just went through at the beginning of the year, this will be another policy that has to be, you know, technically updated every year.
Yeah,
move. You know, new laws change too. If a new law comes in, we add it to our policy. And that's why we're supposed to do it annually.
I move to accept it.
A second.
Wood and Houghton, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained. Fantastic. It was quite a bit of looking into them. Like I said, Bob did it. So thank you, Bob. We'll move on. The 2023 yearly audits of the supervisor's office, the clerk, and the tax collector. I have this on the agenda because in the past we have been doing this, and Laird Petrie has helped us a ton. He normally comes in, and because my office is so big, we can hire him again, which is what I suggest. And we normally have him, the other people do the other two things, but if you feel that being the first time the tax collector would be done by Laird, we could have Laird do that one as well. We have $1,000 in our budget to handle this. And Laird has already done my office, and he did Kelly's last year, I believe.
Yep.
So the only one that has not been done, and he's done the judicial one, I believe, too. I think one of those years. The tax collector, I would suggest we bring him in with two counselors that wish to do it. But we have to divide this up because Laird can't come in and do my office or any position without a member of the council being there, because these are supposed to be done by the council. Yearly audits are supposed to be done by council. We just hired Laird to assist us because he has way more knowledge than any of us do.
Didn't I do the tax collector last year?
You did the tax collector last year, yes. Would you like to do it again?
No.
Would you? So what I'm asking for then, and I need people to step up. I know Robin isn't here, and we can put it off.
We do last year. Her and I did.
You did mine with Laird, right? Yep. So we had two do mine with Laird. The clerk was done by Laird, and
you have to do them every year.
Yes, annual. Just similar to just the same almost checklist you just saw for the court audit. And by doing this, John,
it takes you 10 minutes.
It gives not only the counselors more knowledge as to what's going on behind the scenes. Once you start doing them, you look and see how things are done. It helps you guys look at even some of these numbers that are before you.
What to look for.
Yep.
And we as a board have the authority.
No, I've sat with Laird 3 or 4 times in the present before.
Right.
We have the authority to right in the middle of the year, anytime. Could be next month. Could do the audit this month, and then 2 months from now you want to do it again. The board can do that because members recommended.
Right.
When the comptroller.
Yeah, and you can do them. I mean, it's supposed to be done annually. It was never done annually before.
No.
And speaking with Laird, we started doing it, and your dad did a lot of them because he was retired, and they're available during the day. which is, and you're not during the day, but we could have some night where, like, even just the
I think Robin and I did ours at night.
You could have done it like we did the court at night because it was just the two of us. Because you don't need Laird once you understand.
I don't think you need him.
Well, do you want him to come in and do mine? Or you said you do think we need him? I thought you said you didn't need him.
Well, I don't think you got to hire him for all of these
hours. No. Like I said, the only one he hasn't helped us with yet is the tax collectors. I think I had Trudy look over it the first year. And that's where we didn't have somebody with her, and I didn't realize that. And so we accepted it because she was really good with numbers and understood what she was looking at. But we need somebody there with her, and I can't remember if somebody was or not. We didn't get in trouble, but Laird has never done the tax collector yet, is what I'm saying. So if you would, I mean, and we spent, what's that?
250.
I think, yeah, the tax, we spent 250 for, I can tell you what we spent last year by looking at the, they'll give me an external auditor line. Yeah. $1,000 at the most. That's what we have. So I think we only spent $750 last year. Or it could have been up to $1,000. I don't have the voucher in front of me. But we did budget for $1,000. That's where that external auditor comes in. You know, we're not spending that $20,000 or $25,000 every 5 years. We keep up on it instead of waiting, which is supposed to be done annually, at least by layman counselors.
I'll volunteer for one of them, whichever, you know, depending on when, you know, again, I work during the day too.
Right. So then what we'll do, what I'm asking for then is for you guys to approve Laird to come in. And I'm saying do mine and the tax collector. Do you guys agree with that? Because mine is kind of extensive.
Kind of, but you only did it last year. It was pretty.
Right. You have to do it every year. But yeah, for somebody who may have done it once a year, it's very hard to remember what you, like I said, it's the third time I've done a judicial. And even then you have to look back and go, geez, once a year, I can't remember
what I did for an hour. But I'll bet you Robin
will. Robin will come in. Again. Yep. So
last year,
if you guys give me permission, then I can start the ball rolling. And then if next meeting you guys want to choose on which one you want to do and get together with a couple members, like I said, I can help with the clerk. So myself and somebody else can do the clerk. Or I can help with the tax collector. Either way, I just can't do my own. So I can be there. You guys approve Laird coming in for those two positions. Because what I will do is I will get a hold of him. And then before next month when Robin is here, we'll do it. We'll figure it out. But as long as we know, I can tell.
Well, if you can have two or three people there so that they can learn from Laird.
Yeah.
So that we can do it.
Right.
Just because we got the money doesn't mean we have to spend it.
No, but he's a wealth of knowledge.
And how much did that save us last year?
Well, he's a good teacher.
Well, it saved, like I said, our last audit was done by John Dunham was here, and it was 20,000 or more, I believe.
3 years ago.
3 years ago. So, and we only need, I mean, it's great to have a company come in every 5 years or so.
Yes.
But until then,
time to budget for it.
And we can actually look and
plus
see.
Plus, we get to know.
You get to know
them if they come in. We have an idea. Right.
And we catch them yearly. Doing. Like if somebody were to, you know, the red flag thing, that's why that is good. They will tell you some of the red flags.
Yeah.
And Laird will tell you some of the red flags when you sit down with him. But once you see the red flag, if we catch it yearly, it's better than catching it 10 years down the road. And there's some towns that don't even do it every 10 years. There's some towns that are waiting 15 and 20 years to do an audit. So just as an information, we are, you know, it's informational. But I will definitely contact Laird and tell him we wish him to do two of those things. And it will work on getting the things together even at next meeting when Robin is here and she can commit to something. All right. Still good? All right.
Good.
We'll hire Laird. It's in the thing and we'll be all right as long as everybody knows about it. We have it. The next item is the Oswego County BOCES Cooperative Purchasing Resolution. Did Nate leave? He did leave, didn't he?
Yep.
Okay. So this is cooperative purchasing under the BOCES that we get our fuel from, I believe, for the garage.
We've always done it, but they never asked for a resolution before.
Okay.
This
is what the resolution is. It's just asking to appoint Oswego County to advertise for bids, accept bids, tabulate bids. In other words, for our fuel, we don't have to go through the competitive process because BOCES does it for us. We just hop on theirs. And that's what this resolution states. If you guys would like, I can read it and then we can approve it or disapprove it, but then we'd have to do our own bidding. You guys want to read it real quick?
You're piggybacking off
BOCES. That, like we've always done, I guess, in the town. It's just now they ask for a resolution. So I have to read the whereas and that similar stuff. You guys want me to read it? And then we'll discuss it. Let's do that. I think it's pretty simple, but I still have to read it because it is a resolution. Whereas the Cooperative Purchasing Service is a plan of a number of public school districts in the Oswego County Board of Cooperative Educational Services, BOCES, area in New York to bid jointly equipment, supplies, and contract items. And whereas the town or village of Parrish is desirous of participating with school districts in the Oswego County BOCES area in the joint bidding of transportation fuels as authorized by General Municipal Law Section 119-0. And whereas the town of Parrish wishes to appoint Oswego County BOCES to advertise for bids, accept bids, tabulate bids, and award bids for transportation fuels on their behalf. Therefore, be it resolved that the town of Parrish hereby appoints Oswego County BOCES to represent it in all matters relating to transportation fuels and designates the Oswego County BOCES designated newspapers as the legal publications for transportation fuel bid notifications. And be it further resolved that the town of Parrish authorizes the Oswego County BOCES to represent it in all matters leading up to the entering into a contract for the purchase of transportation fuels, and be it further resolved that the town of Parrish agrees to 1. Abide by majority decisions of the participating districts, 2. Abide by the word of the Oswego County BOCES, 3. And that after the award of the bid, it will conduct all negotiations directly with the successful bidders. That is the long, lengthy resolution. Everybody understand it? Anybody have any questions on that?
Only pertains to fuel, right?
Just fuel. We don't do anything else with them. But
is that the way we've always done it?
Yep.
Yes. Yep. They're just asking for a resolution.
We never had a resolution.
Yeah. That's all they're doing. We just used to just hop on board and the comptrollers would probably say, yep, how do you get your fuel? BOCES, they bid, but now it's in writing.
I move to approve it.
We got a motion by Wood.
We'll second it.
John Horning. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained. Motion carries on that resolution. Thank you, guys and girls. Okay. The next one on new business. Counselors to visit the highway department and set a date. We have a bunch of new counselors. Some counselors that probably have never been to the highway garage, some that have worked in the highway garage, but we have a whole wrath of people now. Robin, I don't know her experience. I don't know if she's ever been in it. I've been in it, but I don't know if Robin, you know, or anybody else has. Gary, have you ever been in the highway garage?
Yes.
Okay. So what I was hoping to do is to set up a date where we go down there. We can look at the equipment we have because we just sit here and guesstimate, you know, we hear 1960 whatever, and we don't know really what we have.
We've done it in the past.
Right. So we're going to do it again, I hope. If you guys want to go down and see what we have, see the new truck, see the new loader, see anything else we have purchased.
Suggestion, see what you think. I thought maybe going down there, if we go down and check everything out, and make arrangements with Nate, we'll line up the new equipment stuff in front of the garage and do a picture to put out there just to let the people see the new equipment and stuff, and you know, same as like we'd like to do in the park once that's all done, you know, not for any other reason, for
Well,
politics and, nothing and, but just to put out there and show the people of the town, this is what you got.
Right. And because I need to set a date, I'm hoping that the evening when people can all show up.
I would push.
And I'd push it when it's light out.
When
the
time changes, yep.
But Nate would just like a date when I chatted with him. It's a great thing. We can see some of their antiquities and some of the newer stuff. And so we'll better understand when we see these bills what's going on.
Yep.
When do the clocks move ahead? When do they do that?
First week in March, second.
We can set it first week of April if you guys want to. But what we will have to do, we can set it the first Thursday of April. Or actually the second Thursday of April.
March 10th.
The second Thursday?
But what about this? What if, I don't know if everybody, what everybody's doing, but would anybody be an agreement to do it like take an hour, 2 hours on a Saturday morning? So we know nobody's working, everybody's here. You know, we can
see. I mean, nobody will be working that. There. Nobody's working at night either, but it's up to you guys.
Right, but you might get a chance at dark.
You guys want to waste the Saturday?
If you're talking about taking a picture, you got to have the guys come in.
The what?
You want to line the trucks up, take a picture? Right. They got to be there. That's overtime.
Not necessarily. Why do they have to be there?
Huh?
Why do they have to be there?
You want to bring the trucks outside and line them up?
Yeah,
they gotta do that.
They have to.
Yeah, you actually have to offer them to come in. I see where he's going on this one. We didn't give that much thought. Like Nate can't go down and just move the equipment. I don't think without them asking.
I didn't know
somebody that. Overtime to move the equipment out.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, just how you talk through it,
Bill. Yeah, and this is so. We could probably ask for one gentleman to go out and move equipment, call one guy in for overtime. We don't need all of them.
You've got some there that'll volunteer.
We may have somebody that might volunteer.
Anybody would volunteer?
Hopefully. Like I said, I don't know. But at the most, it would cost us 4 hours, or take it back, 4.5 hours of overtime.
See if they can get a volunteer.
But you only need one.
We only need one, right. And so we'd have to advertise for it too because we are meeting.
But
it's at a different place. So we would have to advertise a different place. Similar when we went to the park, we had to advertise that because it's technically a meeting and people, if they wish to know that we're meeting, they want to be able to watch.
Well, how about in the summertime, the snow season's over.
Mm-hmm.
Now Friday afternoon, they can park everything outside and go home. And you can go down there and take a picture if you want or whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
It's no rush on it.
No, it's no rush. No, it's absolutely no rush. It's just the way to.
Yep.
It was in discussions. We want to, a lot of people don't even know what's there.
Depending on what time of the year or Thursday, I don't care. Whatever.
All right. I will put this into old business. Because we won't set a date because we don't know what Robin is. But
yeah, run a couple meetings here to when the weather's good.
Right.
You got to pay a guy. It doesn't matter. Make it convenient for.
Yep. And like I said, if they all refuse, then technically then Nate can move it.
Once you get to Friday, once you get to March, they don't work Fridays.
Well, that's what I say. Then you can do it on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we will figure it out.
Yeah. They get time to do it.
Right. We will figure this out, but it's just a.
Yep. No, but it's a thought.
It's a thought, and it's,
we've done it in the past.
So that's a good thing. We will continue moving on then. Any new business off the floor, something that we haven't thought of?
Yeah, I got a suggestion. I don't know if it's really for Nate, but for the board too, because they'd have to approve it. But we got, how do I work at the state? We got. First, we weren't going to get many trucks, so we got some Jeeps and everything and stuff, and we had a committee get together to see if we could extend the leases on the trucks we had that we were supposed to turn in.
Okay. You guys lease them? Okay.
So then we turned around, some of them, the newer ones. Then we turned around, all of a sudden GM says, hey, we got all these trucks. Boom, here you go. But then the committee said, oh, we got the leases extended for 2 years. So now we got tons of trucks. But we have, because we go through them, and we decide what's junk and what's good. And we have probably four or five Dodge four-wheel drive, three-quarter tons. Three of them got plows in very, very good shape. And with the state, like I mentioned before, any local municipality or anybody can come out and look at what we have and then call what they call OGS down in Albany, because that's who handles our equipment, and get them at a cheap, cheap discount rate. Okay. I didn't know you said that F-250 was getting pretty shot.
I just know that
we can't afford a new one right now. You might be able to pick one of these up for $5,000-$6,000.
Right, and I would have to talk with Nate on that, because Nate may have other plans for his money.
I just say a lot of these trucks from the last auctions, four-wheel drives with plow. We just had a Dodge that was in great shape, had a plow and a dump body onto his stuff, one for $9,000. So I'm just leaving that out there, that instead of paying $50, $60 for a new truck,
right,
you might be able to pick one up for $7,000-$8,000 and get you by a couple more years.
Right. Well, let's put that a little bit on hold, and I can tell Nate to contact you.
I'm not sure when the auction's coming up, but I think it's next month. It's right out at Death Road. That's where they hold it. So.
Okay. Yeah, because I know that the highway superintendent struck the blue one. That's getting pretty worn. You know, George drove it around, and Nate's been driving around, but I don't know Nate's. I don't know what Nate's plans are. He is working on a 5-year plan for us, and he's only been in there a month or two. So he's
Do we have a grader, grade all?
We have a grade all.
What, an old one or?
We don't use
it. Well, it's not new, but it ain't an antique either.
No, we picked one up out of Michigan.
So we do have we have a grade on.
That's not because okay. Not in bad shape.
No, it wasn't in bad shape. And
right, and that's what they do their ditching with, correct?
Yeah. Well, because we got
and tearing down houses on occasion, correct?
That's just a fire company with
yes. So the
grade on
is
used. We got a good one out there too. So I didn't know.
Right. So that's some of its use, but we do have one.
Okay.
And like I said, I
wish, any more?
Wish Nate was here to continue that conversation, but I will definitely let him know to contact you. And thank you, because right now, as you will see, we're going to get into some transferring some monies and we'll discuss that. I wish Nate was here, but I do have a request out anyways further down before we approve the bills.
I would like to put into the next meeting.
Yep.
On the agenda.
Yep.
We need to look up the contract on mowing the county. County roads.
Actually, I just received.
I've done some research on that.
That. So add. You want. Add to next month's agenda. Road plowing or road mowing.
Yep. County roads.
And while you're in it, see what it says for the town roads.
As far as
staying within the right way. There was an issue that we talked about a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Nobody seemed to know about it, but a lot of times
back in the old days. It got brought up back when I was on before we bring it up.
Well, years ago, they didn't worry about it because, right. You know, they did a good job. They didn't have the best equipment, but
I know we were having complaints. That's why we bring it up.
Because it wasn't being mowed, or they were mowing back, too,
back
far.
Too far.
It seemed to be mowing your friend's fields.
All right. I will add mowing county roads or roads in general to the March agenda.
Just an overview.
Right. Yeah, we'll add that, and hopefully Nate will be here to discuss that at that time. So we'll deal with that in March. But I do know that the county just presented Nate yesterday with a packet concerning road mowing and a couple other items. So we didn't bring it to you yet. It will be in next month's meeting anyways before we approve that.
80% of the towns do not mow county roads.
Because they couldn't, it wasn't profitable.
Exactly.
All right.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. We will.
I've already talked.
Right. Yeah. With Nate here, I think we should do that next month and it'll be on the agenda. Everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You guys should have received my supervisor's report. Angie came down. Any questions on my monthly report? I'm actually glad we have one in January. Normally it takes us a couple months to get a hold of. She worked hard and was able to get it done. It's just tough closing out a year. You can't do anything until you close out a year. So any questions on my report for that supervisor's financial report? All right, the next thing, these transfers for highway. I'm giving this out to you guys. These are two requests, okay? I'm going to do them one at a time. This is a request by the highway superintendent. He's looking to move from DA fund balance to 5130.4, which is machinery contractual, $12,000. That's the first request. And the reason is that approximately $12,000 of old bills were paid and placed into the 2024 budget. In other words, something took place in December of 2023, $12,000. Normally, we just do it the next month when we pay the bills for January. And there were some bills that were extensive to him and we had to pay for them in January. We did. So that puts his budget down by 12 grand. And so you can see, if you look at the sheets that I have presented you.
So that value carried forward into
budget. Into 2024.
That happens with a lot.
Right. And it happens all the time. I mean, that's like I'm saying, but normally it's nickel and dime and 300 here, 500 there. This was a lot of money. But if you look at that equipment line, the 5130.4, which is underneath transportation in the second sheet, Doug, the second sheet.
Yeah. I'm reading this one.
Yes. At the end of 2023, in the 5130.4 line, if you go over to unencumbered balance, we had $55,000 left at the end of December 2023. This was just printed out today, so she closed out 2023. So we had $55,000 in there available. If we don't move it from here, it goes into fund balance. Our fund balance, according to our policy, is probably still full. It might need a little bit of adjustment. Because the fund balance is allowed by appropriations. So in other words, the expenditures for this year. So it would go into our vehicle reserve anyways. Okay. And while we're looking at the same page, the machinery, the equipment line, that had an excess of 73,000, which is where we were going to buy the grader. Now the grader bill didn't come in till January. So if you look at this year's budgeted line, he needs that money to purchase the mower. So we had 73 there and 55 there. And so in all actuality, if you turn to the next page, see where our expenditures, our unencumbered balance, 240,000 extra from last year. Okay, but what you also have to look at on that following page is the revenues, because if our revenues in our DA account went over what we budgeted, we'd be in the hole. Just say, you know, something, we were planning on a revenue and we didn't get it, it would be down that money. We made $35,000 more in revenues than we budgeted. So I'm just trying to show you that we have the money. Because number one, we didn't use it. And number two, we had it covered as far as revenues goes as well. If you understand that. For instance, interest and earnings, we only budgeted $600. But when we put the money into the high interest account, we made $21,000 last year. Okay, so we over. That's why we're $35,000 over and extra, as well as the snow removal. They raised the rate on snow removal last year, and so we made an extra 15 from what we budgeted. Okay, so the revenue state, we have 35 over, because you want to check that, and that we were actually, you know, lower in each of these account lines, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So he had money at the end of December. It got pushed over this year. So it messes up his, because they're big, you know, big money items. It throws off his accounts. So he was looking to replace $12,000 to the machinery contractual, and the equipment line, which is the purchase of the grader, was $68,000. He's looking to add that to this year's budget from fund balance, which is where it's going to go eventually. We just haven't moved it over because we just closed last year's books. But it does show what we have. Not like we're digging into the fund balance. It's going to go over there.
It'll be 68 out of 73, right?
Yeah. So we had the, you know, it's not like it's going over his budget. That's, we right. had that budget for, you know, the superintendent last year. It's just he kind of encumbers it this year.
What are you going to put into
machinery
equipment?
The $68,000 that we have to buy the grader, that we got the grader.
Well, aren't you going to put more than that to?
Well, there's already money in there. There's already money in this year's budget for it. See what I mean? This was from last year.
Listen.
That's last year's numbers.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
So those, what do you got in there year for this year? Did you
100? I think he had 130.
Okay. So you're going to take 68 out of the fund balance, put back in.
Yep.
To make that whole.
To make his account whole at 130. Because right. that's what we bought the grader.
And it will remain at 130 beyond the purchase.
Correct. And so now when he takes his mower out, he's got to have that money for the mower. Right. Yes, if you do that. And that's why I wanted to show you. Because if this happened 2 months from now, our fund balance, it would have gone into equipment. We'd have to take it out of equipment line from our reserves, because we're going to move that money eventually. We haven't done that yet.
Right.
So we take the extra money because our fund balance is full. We have like 30%. Just say in between 20 and 30 is what our fund balance says. And so what we do is we take that money. If that's full, we put it into our equipment reserve, which can only be used for equipment.
You haven't satisfied any of the reserves yet?
Not this year, because we just closed out the books. And so I didn't even, like I said, she was working on getting me the monthly thing. And we haven't even, that's all on the ADU. She hasn't put that in yet, which is now called EFA or EFR. So that comes within the next month. And so if we don't do this, what happens is we have to put it into that reserve account. And in order to spend money from a reserve account, you have to have a public referendum. This way it doesn't go into fund balance, which it's there now, but it's not in that reserve account yet, because it was extra. That's where all the extra goes, is fund balance.
Mm-hmm.
Until we move it to the reserve. So that's why it is up to you guys. If you believe in this.
Well, if it's the right way to do it, make it so.
You know, like I said, I'm showing you that we have the money in each account. Right. We had it from last year. And I'm showing you that we were over in our pluses, basically, in our, you know, we were had money in expenditures left, and we were over in our revenues. So it's not, you know, if you're minusing your revenues, like I said, now you're 50 in the hole.
We transfer the 68. The difference between that and 73 is we'll probably go into the equipment.
Oh, sure. Right. Absolutely. All that. You're right. Absolutely. That will end up when we tally all these up, we'll put the money, because it's all only in the DA account that we're talking about. We're not talking about moving anything else from our A account yet, but it only affects these. So with that, is there any questions, concerns, or comments?
If it's the right thing to do.
Any questions, John?
Nope.
Okay. Agreement, disagreement, John? All right with it?
No, I follow up.
Okay. I try very hard to make sure everybody's aware of what's going on, which is why it's in writing before you, so you can understand it as well, I hope. It's just hard sometimes, unless you're dealing with this on a daily basis. With that in mind, need a motion to move both of these transfers. Or if you want to do one and the other, then we'll divide it up.
Together.
So Doug makes a motion to move both funds, both transfers, and we have Gary Wood seconding it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, I will give this to our bookkeeper. And if you notice now in all transfer requests, maybe John doesn't know, but anytime we transfer monies, I have the board approved date so we can look in the minutes and make sure that it's approved. And anybody else look at these afterwards and the date the bookkeeper actually transfers the money. Because I've seen in the past where we approve it and then it doesn't get moved.
So now is there anything else that you have to catch up on? And how long do you have to do it?
Right now, our odd, or the numbers that have to go in, they have to be in by the end of this month. We can file for an extension, as we have probably over the last 5 years. We always file for another 30 or 60 days the extension. It's easier now. It's actually online. I can actually apply for it online. Angie is going to start working on that next week, and we have 2 weeks to get it in. She's got the information in front of her now because she's got Williamson done as far as closing out the year. We closed out the year, which sometimes is a real big hassle because things don't match. I don't know why, but it's just the way the program runs.
Well, these deaths that you incur last year, does that get pushed forward into the year?
Technically, and this is a technicality, you're supposed to encumber those. And it's never been done in parish to encumber funds into the next month. It makes your closing out that year even worse. But we're supposed to encumber funds. Well, we just don't know how. It's difficult with a new bookkeeper that just started last year and trying to learn how. I don't even know how to encumber funds, let alone put it in the program. And it's the program that really throws you off. You can try to encumber and call Laird, but he doesn't know the program. So we're going to try to get that in the future where we can encumber some of these. But then you start encumbering salaries that you're supposed to do. Like the highway workers worked last week of last year, well, they didn't get paid. It's a hard thing to understand. Okay,
so is this the best way to handle it then?
Yes, right now. Absolutely the best way.
For what we know.
For what we know, because the small things, like I said, if my office, if I'm $300 something from last year, it's just the way parish has always done it. I'm sure a lot of other towns do that. Paul, do you know that answer? Do you know how many towns actually encumber?
As far as I know. In this area?
Well, that's what I spoke with Laird about it, and it becomes kind of, like I said, if I ordered something from Staples and I get it off my 2023 budget, but the bill doesn't come in until January of 2024, to me, $300 isn't going to affect my budget much. So it's not like a big deal, but when you're talking this much, we're just going to transfer the money because it is such a big number. And we'll try to work on it. Like I said, it's like everything else. Nothing. It's
end of the year. It doesn't.
Yeah.
If this makes it right, then.
Yes, it will. And it's like I said, it's just one of those things that we have to continue growing on and working on. So I thank you for the request for Nate. And I will make sure he knows that those are good because he was kind of trying to figure out where else to get money from. The annual reserve accounts. I'm supposed to report these to you on a yearly basis. Got everything in order, but with all that looking. I have them here if anybody would like them. They're up in my office.
I'll table it for next month.
Yeah, I can table it for next month or unless I find it real quick. Just so much transfer stuff here. Okay. It's on there. I'll probably find it in 2 minutes, but just give me another second, please.
Well, that was easy.
I had it. Arm mowers.
All right, we can do this.
Yeah, probably went in this pile. All right. Do without it. Next month. Table that. We will do it next month. Anybody wishes to see them, like I said, I have the reserve book. It's actually a whole book up there. All right. Now we will do our bills that you guys already looked through and signed. I need a motion to approve vouchers 24 through 41 for $22,432.97.
I'll move.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Motion carries. I now need a motion to approve vouchers 15 through 27 for $29,770.46.
I'll move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Motion carries again. Finally, the motion to approve voucher number one for $241,980 for the fire fund SF. All those in favor? Wait, somebody needs a motion. I'm sorry.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Motion carries. Before we do that, I did find that. I knew I had it right here. Hang on. The building reserve fund. The building reserve fund currently has $441,401.07. And that is here. You can see everything that's added or subtracted. Our next is the highway equipment reserve fund. That has $208,522.28. Everybody wishes they could see all the interest that is added to that account with nothing taken out of it, just so you're aware. And finally, the acquisition of land fund, which has $50,619.38. This, you guys can look at it. That's where your reserves are and the money's reserved. If you guys would like copies of that, you certainly can have them.
We're good. I understand.
Okay. Just has to be done annually, so you guys know that, because we're in charge of those funds and we're not supposed to take anything out of it unless it's used for that.
You're in charge of it.
No, the counselors are in charge of it, believe it or not. And the only way we can spend money out of it is with a resolution. So with that being said, our next regular meeting is March 21st, 24 at 6:30, unless you guys decide you want a meeting before or after that. The one before, the week before, we have reserved. Anybody want to talk about anything? You think we need one or not?
Not a lot of things pressing.
Okay.
I'll be in Florida though.
All right. Good. I'm going to hop in your packaging.
The next meeting.
So after the next meeting, we can decide if we need the following one. So John understands we have advertised to have meetings before or the second Thursday and the last Thursday of the month or the fourth Thursday, if needed. So it's already been advertised. So if we need them, we just meet and it's there and people can see that we're going to meet. We'll put it up on the bulletin board, but it's been advertised. So if we don't need them, we don't need them. And when we do, we do. It
saves so if we use one of those meetings for the picture things,
which is why I said
then you wouldn't have to advertise, right?
Right. Well, yes, we do, because it's in different locations.
And that's on a Thursday.
So once we do that.
We can meet here first.
Well, we can meet here, but you still have to tell them that you're going somewhere, right? It'd just be easier just to advertise one meeting that we have. It just makes the public aware that we're meeting. So with that, I need a motion to adjourn if everybody's happy.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Second.
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Motion carried. Thank you, gentlemen.
How much more snow do we have?
Nothing.
I'll tell you in a few minutes.
Nate didn't come back in, so that's probably why he went out.